The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I feel like there's going to be an energy in the ballpark that I cannot wait for.
Could you still go yard?
If you give me a metal bat.
As I say, we're going to need aluminum.
Yeah. And not today's aluminum. I need the aluminum from when I played. I need a little more juice in that bat.
Kidding? It's not about muscle. In simple physics, calculate the velocity v in relation to the trajectory t, in which g, gravity, of course, remains a constant.
Might still have one in the garage.
Why, Chew, can you? You think you can go
yard?
Oh,
I bet you can.
I would have came back if they let us take BP.
You're a liar.
I'm definitely going yard.
Second time in this show that you have lied.
It's not complicated.
Now, who are you again?
George Costanza, assistant to the traveling secretary.
I believe him. If he could get some hacks in, I think I'd believe him.
I guarantee we could get away. We could probably get him in the cage.
I'm going yard right-handed. The question is, can I go yard left-handed?
Oh, boy.
The guy who put us in that Ramada in Milwaukee.
You want to talk about hotels? You want to win some ball games.
And won the World Series.
Six games.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Well, they have really lowered the standards of who they will let in AmFam Field before things get going, haven't they, Gabe Neitzel? We are here for the Brewers' home opener against the Twins today, and the only thing that I have learned in our production meeting, which, by the way, is more than I usually learn in our production meetings, is that Chewy's a little jealous of us today. Chewy, of course, is in Florida, had the opportunity to come here, hang out with us on the warning track at AmFam Field ahead of today's home opener against the Twins. And you're a little jealous, aren't you, big guy?
I am a little jealous, but there's someone who's clearly upset.
Who's clearly upset?
Clearly upset, probably the biggest Brewer fan of the whole group. The council thing stung him to the core. And
oh.
Yeah.
Kyle.
No.
So Joshy. Joshy feels left behind. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Showing a little bit of, like, I can't believe I'm not invited to the party.
Joshy, is that true? Are you upset that you're not here?
I mean, I would love to be there. I think Chewy's just projecting his feelings onto me because he doesn't want to be known as the jealous guy.
No, hold on. I have no problem with being the jealous guy, but Joshy kind of feels like LaFleur and Sala when they went to Kelly's party at Central Michigan thinking they were invited and they were told they had to park cars.
That's a great callback, by the way. Anytime we could work that into a show, I think we should try.
The things he's able to recall always shock me.
Yeah, and then forget.
Yes.
Also shocking. Yeah. So, well, yes, we are here at AmFam Field. We are along the warning track here in front of the dugout. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you can see exactly where we are for today's show. And look, it is television station after television station after television station, and then they've got the racing sausages down there, and they've got administrators all over the place, and then there's us, Gabe. How did this happen?
One of these things does not look like
right.
the other.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else is dressed nice. I've got joggers and a hoodie on. You've got your little blue, I'm not sure what
Steve
the hat is.
Zazu hat.
Little beanie on.
Life Aquatic. Well, you told me it was going to be cold. You said it only gets 20 degrees warmer in AmFam Field than the outside temperature.
When
I saw the outside temperature was like 38.
Yeah.
I was like, layer up, Jen.
It's almost 60.
It's almost 60. What a Wisconsin we have here. It's almost 60.
Well,
when
you add the 20 degrees, it's practically 60 degrees.
Exactly.
It's very comfortable inside. It's not going to be great outside for tailgating, but, man, I cannot wait for the game today.
So the roof.
That scoreboard. I'm just going to get, like, Chewy, you're going to start talking to me, and I'm going to get lost just staring at the scoreboard.
Yeah, this is your heaven, right? I mean, the guy played baseball through high school, went to P Vegas to play baseball,
yep.
You got to be loving it.
Yeah.
I thought golf was your heaven. Do Do you have two heavens?
I do.
Are you allowed to have two heavens? That feels a little
greedy. If it's my heaven, why not?
My two heavens? Exactly. So I always assumed that, like, the Masters and all of those type of events were like...
Yeah, I mean, and trust me, the Masters, having been there once, which I can't believe at this point is 5 years ago, but having been there once, like, that's a different type of green, and that is truly a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Opening day, there's just feelings of just hope and spring is here.
Optimism,
everything. Yes, it's
excitement.
Everything comes together.
I'll be your
on opening day.
It's fine.
I'm just at a loss for words because there is no feeling, Chu. And I don't know if you get this still, Chu. And maybe because you played at a higher level, you don't. But anytime I walk into the ballpark, I still get those little butterflies because there's just a part of me that just absolutely just loves the game that much, and I can't wait. Being here in an empty stadium is pretty surreal. Again, I can't wait to annoy all the television stations around us as loud as we get at some point here today. But it is a fantastic, and I still don't know how we snagged an invite.
You talked about wardrobe. I am wearing a vintage T-shirt that I pulled out of my closet this morning.
So that's what I learned as well. So I've got the vintage Brewers hat.
Yep.
You've got the vintage T-shirt. I think that's why we got invited, because there were some Brewers executives that loved the retro gear we had on.
Big fan. I was showing them. I have mine today. It says, I ran my buns off, and it has the racing sausages. It's from a racing sausage 5K from, hold on, wait for it, 2010. 2010. Oh, so it is a 14-year-old, God, the math every time, 14-year-old shirt that was sitting in my closet. I started, you know, doing the hanger thing through my hand.
You
my
hang
t-shirt.
Up your T-shirts?
All of them. Yeah.
Huh.
I have so many of them. I would not be able to find them. Again, this would not have happened if I don't hang up my T-shirts. Is that weird?
I think some people do. I think it's a minority thing.
Hanging up your T-shirt. You got to have the space for it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And we've talked about, you know, how rich I am.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah,
obviously.
The property and all.
Who's throwing out the first pitch?
Ooh, that's a great question. I haven't seen that listed. I do have a list here of times. Parking lots open at 12:10. Ballpark gates open at 1:10. Twins are introduced at 2:46 p.m. Brewers are introduced at 2:50 p.m. The national anthem, here we go, performed by the Milwaukee Symphony String Quartet. And then it says, at 3:03, Brewers superfans, three boys battling serious illnesses, are throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be a nice moment for them. And then at 3:10 p.m., Chu, play ball. And as we talked about yesterday on the show, man, the way the Brewers have started out the season, Gabe, made me unusually, more than usual, excited about what this team can do. I actually started going through projections last night, and I was seeing like what people were saying. I think the Brewers are going to outperform expectations. I think they are going to exceed expectations this season, which will be something, considering it is a first-year manager and a pretty young team.
I wonder if the council leaving here kind of renews some interest during the regular season. Because I know last year when we hit the postseason, you were like, oh man, I wish I'd have paid more attention to the Brewers throughout the course of the regular season. And I think that we had gotten a point in the council era, and again, this is a privilege to be there because he was so successful, that, okay, what are they going to do in the postseason? We know they're going to be in the regular season. Maybe I'll go to a game or two. But I think that with a lot of roster turnover, a lot of youth on the roster with Churio and Bryce Terang and all those guys that were part of the freshmen last year, and then you add some more youth to it and some, okay, you don't have Corbin Burns. How is this all going to work? I feel like maybe there's a renewed interest in regular season Brewers baseball because there's more intrigue. You don't know as much about the team, so you're just kind of curious as to how that all turns.
Did you see that, Jim?
I didn't. I heard it. I didn't see it.
She opened up her laptop to pull up the stream just to see how it all looks.
Well, also because it's the only way I can see Chewy. I can't see Chewy, so I don't know when he wants to chit-chat. And so inside baseball, pull back the curtain, I was like, at least I'll be able to see when he wants to interject. Yeah. And then my sound, my volume was on the laptop. Look, I already said, I don't know how they let us in here. We are amateurs. We do not belong here on the warning track along with all of these professionals.
Is there no, like
there is. I couldn't find it, so I just closed it.
All right, well, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to football.
All right.
What the one thing the Packers, people should carry over what the Packers did last season to the Brewers season this year, because I'm not judging them at all until the All-Star game. Because
which is
if
fair.
We judge the Packers through the first half of the season, it was kind of a train wreck. We didn't know what the hell was going on.
Not the first half of the season, just the month of October.
The first half. Eight, nine games.
They
we didn't know what the first game was.
Yeah, against the Bears.
Okay, I knew you were going to use that as the caveat. They still won the first game.
Yeah, people need to be patient with this team, like you said, because they got to learn how to play together. And Pat Murphy's got to learn how to coach them, you know, because there are a lot of young guys. So everyone should just be patient. Let's see what happens on the back half of the season and go from there.
I mean, when it comes to a baseball season and getting off the 3-0 start is great, Chew, there's always, they have the hallmarks of, all right, let's check in on Memorial Day. And then you check in on, you know, like you said, around the All-Star break, which is about halfway. And then you have another check in on Labor Day right before, you know, kind of the push for the postseason. Those are always kind of been the benchmarks of baseball to see where your team is at. Because, again, you can't just live and die with every pitch.
Is Pittsburgh a threat? Or did they do this every year? They're 5-0.
Okay, so allegedly, yes, they are a threat. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, isn't it part of the whole idea of you can only stink for so long before you've reaped all the rewards of stinking for as long as you have? And if you've drafted correctly and if you've gone out and gotten the acquisitions that, again, stinking has allowed you to do, that you should. That's why baseball and football and basketball, that's why the drafts are the way they are. That's why the lotteries are the way they are. They want parity in the league. They don't want a team to be a cellar dweller for an extended period of time.
Correct. But also some franchises are just bad at it. You know, I mean, the Lions went out 30 years without winning a playoff game in the NFL. I mean, over in basketball, man, I don't know the next time the Pistons are going to be relevant, right? They're just terrible. Same thing with the Washington Wizards. So, I mean, are the Pirates better? Yes. Do I think they're an actual good team? Again, I'm Chewy. It's the same thing. You got to wait and see. I think they've got some youth. I think across the division, outside of St. Louis, there is some exciting, fun, young teams in the National League Central.
Okay, so we know, Chewy, that a lot of people skip work to attend the home opener or opening day. The sign does say opening day because, of course, it is the opening day here in Milwaukee. Do kids skip school anymore? Is that allowed? You know, my kid has school today. He didn't have school yesterday. It was Easter Monday. And I just asked him in passing, like, do you have any interest of going to opening day? Now, granted, it's a 3:10 first pitch. So, theoretically, he's done with school, right? He gets done at 2:30, but he's got lifting. He's got practice for baseball and stuff. But do people skip school to go to opening day anymore? Or is that an old, like, thing that we used to do when we were kids, but they just don't do that anymore?
I don't think skipping school is a big deal anymore. Most parents are like, okay, fine, go to opening day.
What? What?
You think it's a big deal? I mean, back in the day, I used to have to learn how to forge my parents' signature. And now I was pretty damn good at it.
So what, you're saying kids today have it easy because they don't know how to forge? Like, Chase has it easy because he doesn't know how to forge Jen's signature?
But I've never had to sign anything. I think I've had to sign, like, two things in the history of him being in school. I'm not sure that that's a...
So they don't do field trips anymore?
I don't know that that's a benchmark anymore. I don't know that that's a checkpoint anymore.
Because you're not sending things home with kids.
Right, everything's
electronic. You're emailing. If Chase were to have something go wrong, they're reaching out to you directly via email.
Correct.
Versus, here's a note saying, I misbehaved at school today.
So it's not signatures anymore, it's passwords. So if Chase knows your password, you're sunk.
Password for what?
I don't know, to send
my phone?
Yeah, I was about to say, the email arrives in multiple locations. Her phone, her laptop,
Delete the email, is what
you're
saying?
Well, let me ask you this.
I
don't know how it works. When you call a kid out of school today, how do you do it? Do you email? Do you call the school?
Yeah, I still call the school. Oh, we've got Barrel Man. We've got Bernie. I mean, again, they let us in here, and they're going to kick us out. That's what's happening here. Barrel Man and Bernie are coming over to tell us we made a mistake. We let you guys in. We shouldn't have. That was abundantly clear.
This is the security.
Yep.
That's why Barrel Man's got the bat.
Come on. Look at, he's like, get out of here. We got the stream over here. You guys want to say hi to everybody watching us on? There we go. Yeah, not a lot of words coming out of the old Barrel Man and Bernie. I know, I understand. I know how it works.
Well, Barrel Man wanted a high five, Jen, and you just totally stiffed him.
I was looking at the stream.
Thank you. I got a multitask.
And we've got the racing sausages down there as well. So let me, Gabe, do you think kids skip school? Like, do you think there will be kids who leave school early today to get down here
Absolutely.
To make first pitch
Absolutely.
For Brewers Twins?
Well, and again, I think that's more of a thing when you're in grade and middle school. Because once you hit high school, a lot of times you have extracurriculars. Like, if you really love the Brewers, chances are, like, you got baseball practice after school. You can't skip baseball practice. Whereas, if I'm in fourth grade and I love the Brewers, I don't have baseball practice after school. I got nothing to worry about. My parent, you know, mom and dad can pick me up and take me to the ballgame.
What are you chuckling about, Chu?
I think it's more the parents you got to worry about than the kids. I mean, don't people
playing
go to
hooky?
The game and get all liquored up? At least the people
some,
I knew back in the day.
Some do. Some
hey,
do.
Hey, you don't even have to be a parent to do that. I'll tell you about my first time at County Stadium back in the day.
Oh, boy.
I only remember one scene and one scene only, like, from the whole day. They were like, you were at County Stadium, weren't you? I was like, pretty sure.
Once upon
one
a time.
I think. Hey, listen, I got the best news today as we get to Jason Wilde here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Bob Uecker will be on the call. Okay,
yep.
Bob has obviously been, I think, the voice of the Brewers for more than 50 years. Mm-hmm. There have been some questions about whether or not he would continue doing a lot of games, all the games, some games. But he will be on the call today, and I'll tell you what, there is nothing better than being able to roll down your windows, which I do not recommend today as we have snow in the forecast.
Will be tough.
But rolling down the windows, driving along during the summer and hearing Bob Uecker's voice emanating from your speakers, that to me is the sound of summer, and I am thrilled that we will be able to hear him today on the airwaves.
Again, check that out, TMJ. They're here as well. A lot of cool things happening, but that game will start if you want to listen to it. If you're not coming to the ballpark, 3:10, first pitch.
All right, so we got to take a break. We got to get to Jason Wilde. Jason Wilde, a baseball fan as well. We'll hear from him, his thoughts on opening day, and get caught up on all things green and gold. We are live at AmFam Field this morning in advance of Brewers Twins, the home opener here in Milwaukee. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
Ready? Down! Put, 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 put!
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
I wonder if Jason Wilde has the same level of envy that Chewy does for Gabe and I being out here on the warning track at AmFam Field in advance of the home opener, Brewers versus the Twins. Jason, do you wish that you were here on the warning track with us to celebrate this glorious holiday here in Milwaukee?
Nope.
Not even a little, Chew. There you go. But Jason, you are a baseball fan, right?
Nope.
Oh, no! Why did I think Jason played baseball?
Jason was a baseball guy way back in the day when he was a kid. But I believe as he's gotten older, I don't think it has anything to do with the game, Jason. I think that more things have just consumed your life and you just don't have time for baseball anymore. Am I correct in that assessment?
I hope he says, nope!
Yep! So no, first, all right. So first of all, very cool that you're doing the show. That is cool. I'm more concerned about the fact that we're supposed to get like 6 to 15 inches of snow up here. So I don't think I really want to be driving back anytime today from AmFam Field. Secondly, I love the game of baseball. I love coaching the girls in softball. It's one of my favorite things about the spring and summer. Is that I get to run a team by myself, and we have a blast, and I get to beat Ted Lasso, and it's awesome. I love the 82 Brewers from my youth, but I don't spend a ton of time. I just don't have – I understand they sped up the game, which is great, but I just don't have the amount of – I was watching – I can't remember if it was – I think the commercial was during the NCAA tournament on, like, TBS or TNT, and they were promoting – MLB extra innings, and they said something like you get like 90 games a week, and I was like, that's 90 more than I have time to watch, so that's great. And I love people that love baseball. It's a beautiful game. I did love it just passionately in my youth, but Gabe is, once again, Keith is right. It's just, I just don't have time.
Jason, couple scheduling questions here. When does the off-season program start? In what I really want to know, you know, the mini camps and things like that are what are OTAs. But is there another blast of free agency where veterans that have big salaries get released June 1, like it used to happen back in the day, or is that kind of closed up?
I'll take your first question first. The off-season program begins April 15th, so drop off your taxes and then start watching guys lift weights. The OTAs, I think the first OTA is at the end of May, so May 28th-ish, and we'll have a few of those that we get to attend. But I do wish that it was like the old days where we got to go every OTA practice, which was great because you just got a better feel for the team. And one of the things I hate when you only go to one out of every three is that a guy can have an outstanding practice at the one you're not at and then suck at the one you're at, and it creates a false narrative about what kind of offseason that guy's having. And then your final question, they've kind of, with this post-June 1 designation, they have gotten these types of free agents onto the market earlier, allowing, you know, like my close personal friend Devondre Campbell to sign his contract with the 49ers as opposed to having to wait until being cut on June 1st and then try and find work. I would say, Devondre Campbell being a great example, that there are still good players to be had in the post-NFL draft window of, hey, we were looking for a safety in the draft, the board didn't fall that way, we didn't like the guys that were available when we were picking, and so we're going to sign Justin Simmons now, who may be older than the Packers would normally be looking for, but because of the way the draft fell, because of his resume with his all-pro accolades, maybe that's a guy that, you know, you pick up after the draft. Well, I do think that, you know, while Goody's communication may not be his strength, one of his strengths is he is a fantastic bargain hunter, and he has found some really, really good players for not a lot of money. You think back to Keyshawn Nixon, you think about Devondre Campbell, you think about picking up Rasul Douglas off the Cardinals practice squad, Bo Melton. Like, they have really found some gems in that kind of window of free agency, and maybe he'll have a couple more of those gems this May and June.
Gabe, before you, while you ask your question, Gabe, I'm just going to do a thing. Because you and I are absolutely mesmerized,
yeah,
right? We're like staring off into the space, well, and I'm just going to do a thing where I come over here with my thing, and I just want to take the camera. Sorry, guys.
I'm going to come over with the thing.
There's a lot of thinging happening here, but I just wanted to show people what Gabe and I are looking at while we're here at AmFam Field.
I'm actually glad Chewy's not here because, I mean, they're doing field preparations right now, Chew. Like, I would be really scared that you would just step over the little chain link, you know, chain that they've got separating us from the field and just take over one of the lawnmowers and try to, you know, start mowing your own pattern in the outfield grass.
You've seen my stripes, and I don't mean my underwear. I'm talking my lawn. Pretty good.
Hey, thanks for clarifying, big guy.
Jason, back to the Packers. I know last week Mark Murphy said he was expecting to know maybe within the week, maybe 2 weeks, to find out if they were playing in Brazil. They're not playing in Brazil, right? Like, they come up with every excuse not to play in Brazil, where it seems like the Browns want to go.
Yeah, my understanding is that the Browns very much want to go, and the Packers very much don't. And I thought Mark Murphy's comments at the NFL meetings reflected that. With his, you know, if we're chosen, we'll go and we'll go proudly, or whatever he said. My understanding is that this is a legitimate thing, this runway business, and what kind of plane they could take and whatever else. I mean, Austin Straubel, it does have international in the title of its airport name,
I think that's because they have like an occasional cargo plane that goes to Canada, but I don't think they're necessarily cut out for travel to Sao Paulo. But look, again, for him to, and I know he's kind of a, there are times when he speaks and you feel like he's kind of like a cartoon character. But the idea that we can't go to Brazil because we would have to bus to Milwaukee and then fly out of Milwaukee, and that would put us at a competitive disadvantage, is, to me, grasping at straws, looking for reasons other than we can't go to Brazil because we don't want to go, which is what they really want to say in camp.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning and a beautiful, well, at least it is in here at AmFam Field.
It's pristine.
It is wonderful.
So
and I know that you guys have...
You're facing the diamond, right? They don't have you
correct.
On the warning track and facing the fence. Right.
You know what, though? We wouldn't have put it past them. When we got here, we said, we think there's been a mistake. Look at all of these prestigious and glorious...
Well-dressed.
Exactly. Well-kempt people out here hanging out on the warning track. Lots of television people doing important things. And here we are. We just assume they're going to kick us out eventually.
Well, I'm glad you were able to stay for at least my sake.
Yes, exactly. He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on ESPN Milwaukee. All right, coming up, we got a little game. A little game for our guy, Chew, who we already said, let's flip it over to football, right? That's
yep.
Chewy's go-to. He wants to flip it over to football whenever possible. So we got a little baseball game for our guy, Chew, coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know, I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the birthday.
Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht,
oh,
let alone
God,
on their
it's
birthday.
So good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's a huge day here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got opening day home opener here at AmFam Field. That's where Gabe Neitzel and I are this morning. Sorry about it, Chew. I know you're enjoying the weather in Florida. Weather not supposed to be great today for the home opener. In fact, I can see out there the panels are closed. The roof is closed here at AmFam Field. But you can see through the windows over there on the first
the
level.
Outfield, yeah.
It is foggy. It is gray.
It's rainy.
And it is going to be a wet day, which will affect the tailgating, which we take a lot of pride in here in Milwaukee, Gabe. But I feel like there'll still be some diehards out there firing up the old Weber and having a few brats and brewskis.
Absolutely. Again, Packer season, late Packer season tailgate prepares you for early season Brewers tailgating. That's what you do. And
oh, you're just getting yourself seasoned? You're getting yourself
exactly.
Like,
yeah, it's you're like, just getting reps.
It's like Chewy. It's like preseason games.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're getting yourself reps. And whoever's idea was to put a roof on the stadium, genius. Just genius.
This ballpark has held up remarkably well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the new video board is just, boom, eye-popping. It is enormous.
Top five in size, number one in quality from what I'm told.
And then, of course, they have the other one over here to our right. So you got the big one right in the middle, obviously, which spans, as we said, much larger than the previous one. There's a great video, a time-lapse video, if you can find it, folks, on social media that shows them taking down the old video board and putting up the new video board. And that's where you can really see the disparity in the sizes, how much bigger it is. Because I think to the naked eye, Gabe, it's like, I don't remember. Is that bigger than the last one? Like,
having been to probably 20 games last year, it is remarkably bigger.
Yeah, so it looks
remarkably
really good.
Bigger.
So, Chew, this is
what would you guys have for your walk-up music?
My senior year of college, yeah. I did "Bleed It Out" by Linkin Park.
Okay,
I'd probably change it up now, though.
I'm Rush working man, all day long.
Let me think on that, because my brain immediately goes to, like, a Party in the USA type of bop.
Sure.
You know, I feel like that would be...
got my hands up, you know, that type of thing. But I got to think about it because I don't want to make that decision hastily. I don't want to, like, just throw something out there and then be committed to it. Like, let me think on that, Chu. You really really threw a curveball, if you will, here on the home opener. We got a little game we want to play with you, big guy. Obviously, the Brewers are a young team. There's a lot of new faces. So Gabe and I thought, well, let's just see.
Oh, boy. You know,
All right, Chewy.
All right, hold on. I got to... My computer's refreshing here.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would do.
I've got a list of 9 names in front of me, big guy.
Okay.
All you have to do is tell me if they are a member of the Brewers front office or if they are on the active roster for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
We will start with John Canning Jr. Canning Jr.
That's administration.
He is on the advisory board.
Well, he got that
advisory
one right.
Board. He
That's
is
a
correct.
Ding.
He is correct. What about Nick Davis? Nick Davis.
I believe he's a reserve outfielder from Wichita.
Nick Davis is the special assistant to baseball research and development.
Now, just a little tip here, pal. The more specific you get with the description, the more likely you are to be wrong. Like, let's just say for a minute that Nick Davis was a reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
What luck! But then you threw Wichita in there, and you're really making things hard on yourself, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Jake Bowers. Bowers.
Come on. That's a catcher. He's got to be a catcher.
It's an infielder. Infielder.
Hold on. Can I get a ruling? Is the catcher an infielder?
No, the catcher is not an infielder.
I disagree. He's on the infield.
He's on the dirt.
No, he's not.
Counts.
He is not in the infield. He's not even in the field of play.
That's a good point. Next question.
Marty Ronski. Marty Ronski.
He's in accounting. Come on, good old Marty from Bayshore?
So, Marty, she is the COO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
That was just mean, wasn't it?
Sister took the job over.
Oh, they're both Marty?
Yeah.
It's like Daryl and Daryl. What was that show? Is that what it was? Yeah. I don't even know.
We met Marty this morning. She was very excited that we were here. And thank you to her for having us out here. So, Chewy, you're doing a lot better here than I thought you would. What about Isaac Salazar? Isaac Salazar.
Definitely second baseman.
Director of player performance.
Damn it!
Director of player performance. Let's go with Blake Perkins.
Got to be a first baseman. Tall.
Outfielder. Outfielder.
Yeah. Just guess player or administrator.
Yeah, but
like, in that instance, you were right that it was a player.
But Blake Perkins sounds like a tall first baseman. Blonde.
But not a Brewers first baseman, because Brewers first basemen have names like Rowdy Tellez and
John Jaha.
Prince Fielder.
More stout first baseman.
Is that it?
Here. No, I've got 3 more for you.
Okay.
Brian Hudson. Brian Hudson.
Sounds like he's the traveling secretary.
Relief pitcher. Relief pitcher. Right now you've gotten 4 right. You've gotten 3 wrong. What do you think about Michael Cosentino?
Security?
Well,
SVP of ticket sales and service.
That counts because it's administration.
Yes,
we got
yes.
one left, big guy. How about you just follow this very simple rule?
Okay.
Is it a player or is it an administrator?
Joey Ortiz.
He's a player.
There it is! Finally!
How did I do?
Actually, you did really well.
Technically, I think you only got the 1 right. If we hold you to a lower standard, then you got 6 right out
of
the
9. If we hold you to all the specifics that you voluntarily threw in there, unnecessarily, you were terrible. You got them all wrong.
What are you
wrong.
Talking about? Batting 600? I'd be the MVP.
I mean, technically, if it's even 666, you got 2 out of every 3 right.
But he's all a right. Catholic. He won't do 666.
No, definitely.
667.
Gabe, you know that.
Yeah, we'll round it up. Guys? 667.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
We know your feelings on that number in particular. We are here at AmFam Field this morning. Look, we're going to take a break here. We've got Rick Schlesinger standing by. He's going to talk a little bit about the home opener. He's going to talk about what they've got going on at the ballpark and the excitement that everybody has for your Milwaukee Brewers this season. Gabe?
Well, and part of the excitement here at the ballpark is what they have going on at X-Golf at American Family Field, because I love going up there. It's a place where I was hanging out quite a bit this off season just to get my game right. But X-Golf and American Family Field is also a really cool place to just go hang out during the game. They've got a new product this year where you can purchase single game tickets that combine sim time and game tickets. Those can be purchased on the website, brewers.com/tickets/single-game-tickets. Great food beverage options up there, plus a great view of Bernie Slide. And this year, they did this last year, now they've upped the ante. So any guest at X-Golf at American Family Field that makes a hole-in-one at X-Golf, you get entered to slide down Bernie's Slide. How cool is that? Make sure you check that all out. X-Golf, AmFamField.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse, John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
For your next night out, Milwaukee, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity. It delights in its offering of artisanal American cuisine, and the restaurant transcends tradition, leaning into the realm of playful and inventive flavors. Come and experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. We are here at AmFam Field celebrating the home opener. All of the banners have opening day on it, and we are here with Rick Schlesinger, who is president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. 21 years in that role, Rick. And you were here this morning at what time?
I was here about 4 a.m.
Okay, but when you've done it for 21 years, it feels like maybe you could sleep in a little on opening day.
No, I never sleep well. I'm always up all night, and, you know, it's exciting. Even though it's my 21st opening day, there's always something new. There's always anticipation. You know, every game's different. Every season's different. But we've done a lot of things in the ballpark, so I want to make sure everything's working well. We have a new parking system, new scoreboards, new food items. So it's all a lot of new stuff, so I want to make sure it all operates really well.
So, I mean, again, we've had you on the show before. President of Business Operations. You got the suit on right now, so most people probably think, oh, he's going to sit up in a suite. No, you have other responsibilities that you're going to be helping out with, just kind of showing that everybody here at the Brewers is pitching in. What are you doing before the game?
Yeah, so before the game, I'm going to go out to the parking lots and be one of our parking ambassadors to help people with the new system. So, you know, it's a little new for people, and change is often difficult, but the system is in really great shape, and most people prepaid for parking, so it's really easy for them to just come in. No waiting in line to get into the lots. You park in your parking spot. You scan a QR code that's on all the parking and all the light posts. That'll take you right to the page. Put in your license plate. Click activate parking, and you're done. It takes about 6 seconds. Mm. We've been timing it. If you haven't prepaid for parking, it's a little longer. You got to put in your credit card information. But either way, you scan the QR codes. They're listed everywhere in the parking lots. Real easy. And I think, you know, I'm there to help and answer questions and hopefully give the right answers when they ask the questions.
I assume folks can find that QR code on brewers.com as well. You guys have it there so that they can do it ahead of time before they get to the ballpark.
Well, we want them to do it in the parking lot because it's very tied to what parking you paid for.
Oh.
So if you paid for a general parking pass, you want to park in a general lot, because if you paid for a general parking pass and you're paying a preferred lot, it's not going to work. So the system is very sophisticated. So QR code is tied to where you park. So, but they're all in every lamppost. There's like 230 of these throughout the parking lot. So you literally can do it from your car. You can roll down your window, and your phone will scan it, and you just input your license plate, and away you go.
And just so I'm clear, because I'm very, very mentally slow, your credit card information, you do that ahead of time, you said. So how do you do that from home?
Yeah, you can prepay for parking. Go to the ballpark app.
There it is.
Where the people buy their tickets.
Yep.
you pay. Most people actually prepay for parking now, so it's also less expensive to do that. So you can do that from your home, from your computer, and when you come to the ballpark, the system will recognize that you've prepaid for parking, and it'll direct you to just say, put in your license plate, activate prepaid parking. So it's foolproof pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for today. 21 years, you said you've been doing it. You still get the butterflies when you come to the stadium on opening day because, I mean, I do. I just absolutely love the game. I got to imagine that's how you feel too.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't sleep the night before because I'm anticipating. You know, it's exciting. It's always a little nerve-wracking. Not only do you want things to go well, but you want to win the game. And so it's nice to have three wins on the road coming in with a little momentum, but you know, you think more about those tough losses than about the wins. So you want to have a good opening day, have fun. You know, we got 41,000 plus people here. It's nice to win in front of a big crowd. But, you know, the Twins are a good team. They won their division last year, so it's going to be a tough series.
All right, Rick, let's get to the important stuff because I have been in Milwaukee now. I was at Marquette for 4 years. I worked at Fox 6 for 7 years. I've been with Good Karma for 4 years. And I have never gotten to go down the slide. What is that about?
Well, are you afraid of heights?
No.
All right. We'll have to do it. Now, there's a release you need to sign. It's about 19 pages long.
Sure, which is like the Apple.
Yeah,
you know, when you get your Apple iPhone.
Yes, we have fingerprinting.
Yes.
We have, you know, voice authentication.
Yes.
Next of kin, all that stuff. But, yeah, there's opportunities to do that. We offer that to fans.
I did see one guy who jammed up his arm pretty good. That went viral.
Yeah, well, good thing he signed the release.
Very good point by you.
What other improvements have we around the ballpark that fans can expect if they're headed to the stadium today?
Yeah, besides the video boards, which are, you know, the largest Wisconsin television, as I say, 12,077 square feet, highest resolution board in Major League Baseball. We've got a right field scoreboard that's almost 3,000 square feet. We've got the 3rd Street Market Hall Annex. Mm. People love the 3rd Street Market Hall, the great food. So we brought four of the eateries from the marketplace here. And, you know, it's Venezuelan, it's Asian fusion, barbecue, tacos. So if it's successful, we'll bring more in. But it's prepared here on premises, quality recipes, quality ingredients, and we think it's going to be really popular.
Behind you right now, we have all of the field crew, and they are obviously dragging the infield and making sure that the grass is pristine. So if you're hearing that sound, folks, that's what that is. It's the mowers behind Rick Schlesinger, who is joining us this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Okay, the 3-0 start to the season has people very excited. I told Gabe, I'm not sure I've been as excited for a home opener as I am this year. New manager, obviously, and Pat Murphy. It's a young squad. Why should people be excited about what will happen on the field this year?
Yeah, I think we have, like you said, it's a young squad with a lot of talent, and you know, young players have a lot of enthusiasm. They're going to make some rookie mistakes, but they're learning at the major level, but the talent level is so high. Jackson Churio is poised to be the next superstar. Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, Garrett Mitchell when he comes back. You know, a lot of new arms, a lot of really high-quality people in the bullpen. The pitching is going to be interesting because we've changed out a lot. Obviously, we traded Corbin Burns. Brandon Woodruff's going to be gone most, if not all, the year. But I'm excited about the talent and arms we brought in. And, again, it's young players with a mix of guys like Christian Yelich, our veteran now. He's 31. He's a veteran. Reese Hoskins, our you know, the guy who had some fun in New York.
Effin' where?
Yeah, he brought some attitude.
I can say that. You probably shouldn't.
He brought some
from a professional standpoint.
Yeah. No, but he's, you know, he's talented first baseman. And I think people are going to be excited because a lot of these players are going to be here hopefully for a long time. And they're starting as young players and hopefully transform into stars.
With the stadium, I mean, you mentioned the 3rd Street Market Hall. I know you have right next to the 3rd Street Market Hall a lot of local brews available. How important has that been to try to make sure you stay tied to Milwaukee because people from here are so proud of the city?
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee is great food destinations, and we're all foodies, right? And the fans love the brats and the dogs and the beer, but they want variety, and they want really quality food, you know, authentic food. And the 3rd Street Market Hall has been so successful because these are family recipes by people who prepare food on premises and prepare it with love. And it's high-quality ingredients. We want to bring it here. And we've got, you know, things in the barrel yard that are new. We've got new hot dogs. We've got chicken parmesan. We've got special pretzels. So, you know, people want the staples, but they want variety. And especially the millennials, you know, they're going to tell you very quickly if they like the food or not. And if they like it, they're going to come back.
One of the more recognizable things that you guys do here, in addition to the great talent on the field, is the racing sausages. When I talk to people and I tell them I'm from Milwaukee, it's one of those touch points that no matter where they're from, they recognize that tradition. They recognize that in-game, you know, tradition that you guys have. Gabe is very fast. Do you think that Gabe, you see what I'm doing here, right?
I
buddy?
Do
Shooter's
see, yep.
gotta shoot. Gabe is very fast. Do you think that we could get Gabe Neitzel in one of the sausage races this season?
Well, it's something we could talk about. Now, the release for that is even longer than the slide. So you have to put up a surety bond. I'm going to need some bank account information.
He has a house. Sure. He can put the house up collateral. As collateral.
Yeah. We got collateral.
Notes from your parents, things like that.
So, permission slips.
Yes. Like character witnesses, basically.
Yeah, we take the racing sausages very seriously. And we don't want any mischief. We want a legitimate race, and you know.
Well, if you don't want mischief, this is your guy. I tell you right now, no mischief over here.
Yeah, we'll do a speed trial to see if you can make it.
Yeah, no, hey, I think that's fair. I mean, again, you want it to be as fair as possible. So
quality.
Having, I mean, it happens in the Olympics too, right? They have the pre-trials.
Yes.
They have qualifiers, so that makes sense. That as serious of a race as the sausage race is, I think that's only appropriate.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
With it being opening day, I still, again, it's going to be a little rough outside, I think, for people who want to tailgate. But how often on opening day have you just looked up and go, man, whoever's idea was to put that roof up there, they were just a genius. Because there's no interrupting opening day. And it was, I know a bunch of Brewers fans who were sad last week playing in New York, didn't get to play on Thursday, had to have opening day on Friday. You never have to worry about that here.
Yeah, we are so fortunate and so privileged to have this ballpark with this retractable roof. And, you know, it was a tough debate. There's, you know, for people that are here in the 90s, it was not an expensive addition to the cost of the ballpark. But the foresight of Commissioner Selig and the leaders of the state legislature and all the people who supported the ballpark being built with the roof, you know, that was the right call, because you're right. We have no rain delays. We have no interrupted games. You know, from fans' perspective, we are a regional team. So if you're coming from La Crosse or Wausau or Rhinelander, you know you can come to the game. The game's going to be played. And, you know, it costs time and money to come here. We don't want fans to come here and have a rainout.
And, oh, by the way, players love coming here as well because they know they're going to get the game in, especially early in the year when the weather is so fickle and, you know, you have so all of these rainouts. To be an opposing team, you see Milwaukee on your schedule, it's actually like, all right, we know we're getting some games in there. Rick, we are so thrilled to have you here. Last question we have for you before we let you go on this opening day, the home opener for the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Twins this afternoon. How do you celebrate? Like, at what point in the day will you pour yourself a glass, or will you grab yourself a meal, a brat, whatever it is? How do you celebrate opening day?
I usually have a hot dog and a Coke, and I usually don't sit. I walk around. I go to different parts. I'll celebrate if we win, but then, you know what? We have a 12-10 game tomorrow, so you can't get too high or too low because there's another game, and there's another game, and there's another game. There's 162 of these, and, you know, every game matters. You know, you don't know which game is going to end up being the game that either propels you to the division or you fall out of, you know, wild card by one game. You know, so every game is meaningful, so you can't get too excited or too down, but this will be a fun day because opening day is special.
I feel like it's important for us to ask, do you put ketchup on your hot dog or is...
Mustard.
All the way, huh?
No stadium sauce?
Usually mustard.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thought I had to throw it out
there.
Well,
we wish you a very happy hot dog and Coke afternoon here at AmFam Field. Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got to take a break, but the show rolls on right after this.